Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Relax your mind, we're here for you. You've got the time, make school dreams come true. Set your goals, it's your world, we're here to help. Back to school with some new rules. Take a bold step.
Trying to meet your and your children's educational needs, Republic can help. Consider an education loan with same-day approvals, low or no down payment, and concessions on interest rates. You can even win one of five Lenovo tablets or a refund on internet installation with 1 month's free service. Call us or visit us online.
Relax your mind.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Anil assured Sunny and Mala that his relationship with Benicio is over. They discussed ExxonMobil's $60 million contribution to the COVID-19 fight and the effect of the virus on their operations. Sunny was very upset that someone had thrown paint on the COVID-19 billboard. Kavita told Kimal that she was sexually active with his friend Jonathan. He later told Mala. When she and Anil tried to talk to her about this, Kavita was once again rude to Anil and vowed to give him problems. As we return, Sister Patsy is hailing Kavita outside the house.
Hello, young lady. Mala's daughter, hello.
What you want, lady?
It's so you to talk to big people, girl?
Whatever.
Where, mother? I would like to beg her for a piece of this lemongrass that she got growing in front of you.
You ain't got your number, Kashi.
You can't just run inside and tell your mother I'm out here.
Which part of me looks like a maid?
Well, girl, how old is you? They're really making young people different these days. Just rude.
Oh, shove off.
You see, if I bother with you, little backside. Mala! Mala!
Hello?
That's where you find this little girl from. She is very rude to big people.
What happened, Sister Patsy?
I just stopped until she called you because I want to beg her for a piece of the lemongrass. And she was so rude to me.
Kavita.
What?
Mala, this is how she talked to you. Mala, is what you and Anil doing about this?
Mala, are you going to tell her to go ahead and pick the bush so I can get back to my piece? I was sitting out here quietly reading my book.
Sister Patsy, please go ahead and take the bush.
Thanks, love. Yara, watch this one.
What are you using the lemongrass for, though?
For mac tea, of course. In this time of corona, I'm drinking all the bush tea. Lime, ginger, garlic. Just ensuring that my immune system stays strong.
Oh, okay, okay. I never was one to drink bush.
Yeah, young people are always, you should start. Nothing wrong with drinking little bush.
I hear you, Sister Patsy.
You see, like this corona thing ain't done in.
I know. Look how the numbers just gone up in region 1, 7, and 9.
Tell me about it. Anyway, I got a family up in region 7 there. They tell me that they had a health team up there a couple of weeks back doing training and so.
Oh, nice, nice. The Ministry of Health?
She tell me some people from Ministry of Community has been up there too. Girl, they're tackling this thing from all around.
That's good.
Yes, child. Look, let me hustle and meet home back and buy a little bush and cook my little food.
All right, you take care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I better watch this little one, eh? Watch it! All right.
Kavita.
What?
I want you to come inside. Me and Anil, we want to talk to you.
Seriously? Can't this wait?
Kavita, please don't give me a hard time about this today.
All I want to do is sit here and read in peace. But you have to be a piss.
Little girl, get your tail up and go inside now.
Just wow.
Kavita, I ain't gonna allow you to continue to talk to me like that. You feel because you got some little boy spinning up your head that you's a big woman?
Whatever.
Is one woman in this house, and that is me. Inside now!
Girl, divine this little outdoor dining proper. Glad we could do lunch.
Yeah, girl, unique. It's nice to get a little fresh air.
As much as I enjoy working from home, I really wish I was back full-time at the office.
I understand. Although the village council got me so busy, sometimes I just wish I had more to do. Even though just last week I was complaining to my grandmother about being too busy.
Sometimes we just can't make up with mine.
You know, right?
I can't eat more.
Divine, you hardly eat anything. You got to eat for the baby.
Yeah, but this nausea got me so bad.
Don't worry, just know your first trimester gone done and you're gonna start feeling much better.
Yeah, I hope so. Gonna be in the second trimester in just a few days.
Good. So how things at the office when you get to go in now though? Much changes from the last time we talked about it?
Everything okay, you know. ExxonMobil really strict on safety precautions. From the time you hit the gate, we sanitizing, practicing physical distancing, wearing masks, and so on.
Okay. How many people in the office now?
We still operating at 33% capacity. That means nobody sitting near to each other. Even the washroom is every other one.
Yeah, I remember you said that.
And even on the elevator, no more than 2 people at a time.
This is good.
Plus, access is limited with the general public.
Yeah, because you don't know who got what.
Exactly.
Oh gosh, not this woman.
Fine. Unique.
She can't see people in pass straight?
Uh-uh. Y'all outdoor dining and physical distancing at the same time. Lovely.
Hi, Sister Patsy.
Hey.
Uh-uh. Divine, watch how you glowing, girl. This pregnancy really take you nice. But like the belly ain't showing yet.
Is something you want, Sister Patsy?
Divine, I'm really happy that you got your life together. You got your nice job at ExxonMobil and you're doing your thing quiet. Don't worry about them crosses who won't drag your name anymore in this village. Especially the Simon nephew.
Sister Patsy, we would like to get back to our lunch, thank you.
It's just some men is disappoint we women. I know he good looking and so, but he could never put his foot in Ignatius' son's shoes. I tell you. Anything that come from Simon family is no good. I even hear his son leading Catalina's daughter a dance right now in America. I hear the poor girl want to come home, but he ain't gonna let she come with the child.
Sister Patsy, you like a walking gossip site, man. You just know everybody business.
Don't bother with you. When you gonna get pregnant for yours, man?
That's none of your business.
I see the other day and he look very miserable. You better give the man a child before he find another woman who will.
You know what? You could go along your way now.
Talking about ExxonMobil though. Divine, I see a couple weeks back they find more high quality oil in the Stabroek Block.
Yeah.
Girl, hold on to the work, yeah? I know Ignatius and his son got the money. But you ain't know what gonna happen if the child turn out to be Simon's nephew instead.
Sister Patsy!
Like you more bothered than your friend. Anyway, I gone. Divine, hold on to the Exxon walk, yeah? I'll know next year time, like now you might be divorced.
Oh gosh, this woman by?
Girl, I ain't taking she on. She's just a old cross.
Yeah?
I ain't taking on none of these people in Murundi. I know who my child's father is.
You know how people stay. You do or you don't do, they gonna talk.
Exactly.
But she right about one thing. You should keep your job.
I have no intention of leaving my job.
Good. Because we know that Exxon is here to stay and there's a career you got right there.
Exactly.
How things going with production though?
Well, things picking up back, you know. In the second quarter of this year, because of everything that's going on with Corona and so, they were only producing 22,000 barrels a day.
Yeah, I remember.
Anyway, this month we're supposed to be hitting 120,000 barrels a day.
Can you imagine though? Imagine a virus just come and mash up everything. It's like life completely changed in the wink of an eye.
Yeah, not to mention all the losses a lot of people and organizations suffered, including ExxonMobil. In the last quarterly report, they said the loss was over $300 million.
This crazy girl?
Anyway, the good thing with oil is that it's not gonna dry up.
Exactly.
I just hope life can return to normal soon. Especially by time this child ready to born next year.
Divine, we just got to pray and wait.
Can we make this quick?
Kavito, just sit.
And fix your face.
Anil, just in case you didn't get the memo, you're not my father.
Kavito!
What, Malo?
Listen, I tell you already about your tone with me. I ain't gonna be putting up with this. You gonna respect Anil.
Whatever.
You got to learn some discipline, you know, girl. You's only 14. If you continue like this, by the time you turn 20, you're gonna be a grandmother.
Mala, you going to sit there and let your husband talk to me like that?
Look, Avita, Anil and me, we want to talk to you about something.
I don't know why he needs to be in on any conversations we have. He's not my father.
I know he's not your father, but you're living under my roof. And you're gonna abide by my rules.
You're a joke. Is a Venezuelan woman going to help with that?
Kavito!
Don't Kavito me. He has a woman with you and yet you take him back like a big fool. That's why I can't take you seriously.
Hello, don't disrespect your mother like that.
Yet you disrespect her by cheating with a Venezuelan.
Be quiet, Kavito.
You think...
I said shut your mouth!
The truth hurts.
You ain't understand the meaning of shut up.
I have no respect for you.
Listen, look. We want to talk to you about this little boyfriend that you got.
The same one I haven't seen since I came back to this prison?
You won't like we will lock you up for truth?
You upset me. It won't take much for me to call the police on you.
For what?
Continue to upset me and you'll see.
You ain't gonna be calling no police or nobody in this house. You hear what I'm telling you, little girl? You think your father would be happy to hear what you going on with? Right now, the man in America fighting for his life again.
Don't talk about daddy.
He won't be happy to know what you're going on with, Kavita. Having sex?
Look, can I go to my room?
We are not finished as yet. I want to meet this boy and his father.
Are you crazy?
Kavita, your father got to know what's going on with the two y'all.
Just stop, okay? You just want to ruin everything in my life.
Hello. Your mother finished talking to you yet, Kavita? Kavita!
Left she, Anil.
No, Marlo. She got to know she place.
You see how upset she get?
Yeah, she should cry. Little girl like she want man. Nobody gonna say me and you encouraging she. And if something happen, you know how maroon that people stay.
Anil, she acting up because of she father.
But she got to understand that if he hear the things she going out with, it gonna kill him more fast.
Don't say the man, Anil.
It's the truth, Marlo. Marlo, tell me what you want to do, eh? We need to get this situation under control quick. It can't continue so.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.